Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk this week. It's been another busy week at the North Dakota State Capitol as lawmakers prepare for crossover next week. That's when all bills must have been acted upon in their chamber of origin and either be killed or ready to cross over to the next chamber for consideration there. As such, legislators have been putting in extra long days to work through their to-do lists and have narrowed the pool of bills for the next two-thirds of the session. Property tax relief is still the hottest topic on the Hill, and the NDSA's focus has been on making sure that agricultural property owners are not left out in the property tax relief that's expected to emerge this year. One of the bills that would provide some ag property tax relief is Senate Bill 2363, introduced by Senator Robert Erbley of Lair, a longtime NDSA member and a champion for agriculture. The bill creates a 15-mil levy buy-down on school funding for ag property owners. The NDSA is a strong supporter, recognizing that ag landowners pay a significant share of property taxes in North Dakota and the lion's share in most counties. In fact, in 42 of the state's 53 counties, property tax collected on ag property exceeds that's what's collected on residential property. As the legislature contemplates various property tax proposals, it's imperative that ag is included, and Senate Bill 2363 is one that would complement other proposals for primary residents. You can help us share that message with senators who are expected to vote on Senate Bill 2363 tomorrow. Now, looking to the other capital, the U.S. Capitol, the Stockmen's Association is strongly supporting the Death Tax Repeal Act, led by Representatives Randy Feenstra of Iowa and Sanford Bishop of Georgia. The Senate companion bill is led by Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota. Repealing the federal estate tax, also known as the death tax, is a top priority for our organization. The death tax isn't pro-growth. It's a death warrant for family businesses and a top threat to the future of family farms and ranches. Family-owned farms and ranches operate on limited cash flow, with most of their value tied up in land. As farmland and pasture land values rise, more producers will be hit with this punitive tax, forcing them to sell assets or take on debt, sometimes paying the death tax multiple times. Current death tax relief is set to expire at the end of this year, and it's vital that Congress act soon to provide permanent relief for family operations. In other news, the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is now accepting applications for 10 college and advanced degree scholarships it will be awarding in 2025. Downloadable application forms can be found on the NDSA website, with applications due March 1st. Programs such as the Stockmen's Foundation scholarships are made possible through the generosity of many incredible supporters, including those who stepped up to support the 501c3 last week on Giving Hearts Day. More than $18,000 was raised for the foundation's charitable mission to provide hope and opportunity for the state's beef cattle industry, now and into the future. And we're grateful for the support. To learn more about the Stockmen's Association's and Foundation's collective work, visit us at ndstockmen.org or give us a call at 701-223-2522. That's a wrap for Stock Talk today. Stay warm out there and have a great Thursday.